The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelboro.com. We have a terrific show today about a truly amazing cultural event in Carrboro, the West End Poetry Festival coming up on October 18th and 19th. It is truly a community event that has gotten better year by year as the Carrboro Poets Council has been nurturing it along. And this 2013 edition is truly spectacular. I encourage everyone to go to westendpoetsweekend.com and check out this lineup of poets who will be participating in this year's festival, both in the kickoff Friday night, October 18th at Flyleaf Books, and the festival proper on Saturday, October 19th at the Century Center in the heart of downtown Carrboro. We have two guests with us today, poets from the Poets Council, Susan Spalt and Gary Phillips. Welcome to the Art Spot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, tell the listeners about how the West End Poetry Festival came to be, because it is one of the great institutions in our community.
Well, Carrboro has a long history of supporting the arts, and I think the festival, the seeds of the festival began in 1996 with Carrboro Day, which has always had poetry reading as a featured part of that. And then in 2001, Jay Bryan was instrumental in establishing our first Poet Laureate, and right after that is when the Poetry Festival started. The Poets Council started in 2010, and since then we have really taken over the organization and the publicity and the excitement of the Poetry Festival, and that's been very rewarding. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, this speaks to so much about what makes this place what it is, that we have a thriving community of poets who belong to an officially sanctioned government body in Carrboro. that so speaks to the wonderful reality of our town.
Absolutely.
And it's why we have a community that can produce this kind of festival. So give the listeners a little run through of what to expect on the 18th and 19th.
Well, I'm very excited about Nathaniel Mackey, who is one of the most highly respected writers in America. He's also an experimentalist with words, and he speaks with a kind of musicality. He calls himself a jazz poet sometimes. He is extensively published both in academic and in poetry circles, and he has a beautiful voice. He's a very beautiful man. It's going to be really interesting to have him here. We have a good combination of local poets, of elder poets, a great diversity of poets, people of color, a lot of women. We have a combination of written word poets and spoken word poets and performance poets. So we think it's a stew. We think it's a mix that is really going to enhance the community and create quite a party.
It has to, and I just keep looking through the website and seeing the different faces and different names and how many are familiar to me, and including some surprises of, like, he's a poet too.
Right.
What doesn't he do?
Well, we've got Jay Bryan, of course, and Michael Chitwood, and we've got Skylar Goodeyes, and we've got Ralph Earle, who's been writing nature poetry in this community for four or five generations. So we have everything from young poets. We have an amazing young woman who is the National Poetry Slam champion from 2008, Star Seward, who is considered one of the 20 best spoken word women poets in America. And she is so dramatic and so extraordinary, a great poet in her own right. So there's a rich collection of people who are going to be reading, speaking, and talking about poetry.
And we've always tried to get a balance between people who are very well established and at the top of their game and people who may still be developing as poets, give people a chance to read at an open mic. We have a workshop that's going to be done by Dr. Mackey that should be really fascinating for people who like to write poetry. So we really try and have it a celebration of the love of poetry.
That shows through in every aspect of the festival, from the plan to the participants. This is a work of a great deal of love by dedicated volunteers who believe in the community and believe in poetry and bring those two together. And that's what Chapel Hill and Carver are about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
So the festival will be kicking off Friday night with the opening celebrations, reading, and reception at Flyleaf Books on MLK Boulevard. Yep. In the Town and Country Shopping Center. And this is this would be a poetry festival simply by itself.
Absolutely.
Beth Copeland, Philip Shabazz, Claudine Moreau, Michael Shitwood, and Alan Shapiro.
That's quite a lineup. Yes, that's exactly right. That's 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and we'll also include wine and hors d'oeuvres, and it's a beautiful time to speak with poets and to listen to poets read.
Yeah, and Salisa Steele from the Poets Council will be the facilitator for the evening.
Yep.
And it's always great to have something at Flyleaf while we can remember what an important asset independent bookstores are to the health of our community.
Amen.
And how lucky we are.
Absolutely.
To have McIntyre's and Flyleaf and the book store. Gosh.
Yes. Well, Flyleaf has been very, very helpful to the Poetry Festival. Jamie has given us advice and support and hosted our opening ceremony, our opening evening for the last couple of years. And we really, really appreciate everything that she does, not only for us, but for the community as well.
Yeah, so that's Friday night, October 18th at Flyleaf Books from 6:30 to 8:30. Beth Copeland, Philip Shabazz, Claudine Moreau, Michael Shitwood, and Alan Shapiro. Reading, receptions, conversation, hors d'oeuvres, and wine. Just a lovely evening to wet the palate for the next day's activities. And we'll move into discussing Saturday at the West End Poetry Festival after a few announcements. But before we get to them, how can folks get more information about the Poetry Festival?
Our website is now up and active. It's westendpoetryfestival.org. And all the information should be on the website, and it will be updated between now and the time we get to the festival.
Excellent. Well, there's a lot of information up there now, and a big tip of the hat to Carver Recreation and Parks Department for being the umbrella over what we do for the arts.
That's
in
right.
Carver. And we'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com. We're having fun today talking about the West End Poetry Festival coming to town on October 18th and 19th. In the first segment, we reviewed the opening ceremony at Flyleaf Books on October 19th. So now we're going to turn our attention to the Saturday events, and that will include a workshop with Nathaniel Mackey, National Book Award winner for Splay Anthem, Reynolds Price Professor of English at Duke University, from 3 to 4:15. And Gary Phillips has brought us in one of Mr. Mackey's poems to share.
This is called Song of the Andumbulu. It was a freeway overpass we were on, an overpass east of La Brea. There we stood watching cars pass under us, desert flutes gargling wind at our banks, an overpass we stood on looking west. What there was wasn't music, but music was there. Where it came from was nowhere. We heard it nonetheless, not hearing it put before us there. So we thought, but wrongly thought, wrong to have thought we could. There we stood atop the world, looking out at the world, L.A. It was now we were in. Inside each car, someone bore the world away. Each a fleeting guest whose going we lamented. Kin we could have sworn we saw. It was a bridge over the river of souls.
One can understand why he's called a jazz. So that is our 3 o'clock to 4:15 workshop with Nathaniel Mackey, which our guest Susan Spalt will be hosting. But before that, events kick off on Saturday, October 19th at the Century Center in downtown Carrboro at noon.
We're going to begin with a group called Nature and Poetry, which includes five extraordinary nature poets: Ralph Earl, Joni McLean, Leonard Moore, Tasha Pippin, Iris Tillman, and then move into a section from 1:30 to 2:45 of music and poetry that I'll facilitate, and that includes Anthony Abbott, Skylar Gurdaz, Star Stewart, Kiran Singh Sarah, and Pamela Taylor. Kiran has just been chosen as the executive director for the National Storytelling Festival in Jonesboro, Tennessee, and we look forward to bringing him back home to Carrboro to sing some poetry for us.
Wow, that's a great posting. I hadn't heard about that, but Kiran is such a remarkable and talented individual that's a great honor to be the executive director of the world's premier storytelling gathering. As y'all know, I used to work up in that part of the country, so I'm very familiar with Jonesboro and the event. And Kiran, I just hate that we're losing him from our town, because he certainly was the most gifted Scotsman of South Asian descent in our entire town.
That's exactly right.
So after that segment, we'll move into the workshop with Nathaniel Mackey, and then there'll be an open mic from 4:30 to 5:45, a dinner reception, and then the grand finale. And the grand finale will be
with Dr. Mackey and the new Carrboro Poet Laureate, who will be announced at some point before the festival.
Very good. We have deeply appreciated the extraordinary service of Jay Bryan.
Absolutely.
As poet laureate, he certainly got more than he signed up for. And I think of Bowditch's 2 years before the mast every time I run into Jay.
But he's been an incredible leader.
Yes, he has. He's been great.
To his great relief, a successor has finally been identified. We'll look forward to that announcement on October 19th at the Century Center during the grand finale of the West End Poetry Festival, which starts that day at noon. Of course, Gary and Susan are both quite accomplished published poets themselves, so we would be remiss if we let this segment get by without hearing a poem from each of them.
Great. Thank you. The festival theme this year is nature and poetry, nature and music and poetry. So I have a short poem that includes both, and it is called Vivaldi in the Snow. I played my guitar on a cold winter evening, trilled notes and chords barred. The world turned white. Six of us played Vivaldi. It snowed hard all night. Time goes by too fast. Days can be filled with trouble. That night, too, would pass. But for a few hours, though, we played apart from the world and watched it snow. Now feeling sad and old, I remember Vivaldi, guitars, snow, the cold.
And Gary, you get to follow that.
I brought a poem today that I wrote almost a quarter century ago when my boys were all babies. I've been pulling together old narrative poetry to build a sort of chapbook. And it's called The Women Bought a Mare. The women bought a mare too hot to handle, a little brown-gray Pasofino pony who kicked out the trailer when they unloaded her, who turned flying hooves to any hand, who erupted into a furious dance and raced full speed to the edge of the pasture where she snorted and challenged and wept for hours. I knew trouble was coming and said so, but the ladies frowned and tossed their heads like horses. They were thrown within a week and thrown again, and so warned everybody off the mad horse. Decided the dealer had drugged her for their ride around the paddock, heads turned by her beauty, for she had some. Met to decide her future, grim talk. Meanwhile, a spark of affection flew between us, me and the little mare. My life is a vibrating fork tuned to the register of female emotion. And so on a night translucent with moonlight, she leaned into me the way horses do and breathed, "Here, let's ride." Astonished, almost stricken, I hugged her neck and raced for the shelter of the house, sweeping the floors while my little son sat in a nest on the cotton couch, watching television. Next day, I snuck a saddle from the barn, and we were out for hours. For me, the world a train and off its track, wandering into woods and fields, arguing like dancers over who would lead and who would follow. She wanted to run, and I let her, pulling in my legs and holding on. She said, "Let go," and I loosened the rein and gave her her head. I could feel her sigh under me and stretch her neck and look around. She said, "Let go," and I began to. What I let go of was a terrible fall from a stallion when I was 10, a horse my cousins put me on in the barn and in the dark, then opened the stall and slapped his butt and shouted till he bolted, straight into the dark and the forest, crashing into trees until a limb came under my chin and lifted me while the furious stud crashed on and dropped me on the hard clay with a broken coccyx, and absolutely no desire to get on a horse, ever again. She sighed. I breathed, and both of us cantered over the hill and up to the top of the field. We looked down on the farm, satisfied, almost smug. The women said it was my weight that calmed her down, but I believe it was her promise at the gate that brought me round.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks. Gary Phillips. And we'll be right back on the Art Spot after this. Welcome back to the Art Spot. We're talking about the West End Poetry Festival happening at Flyleaf Books on Friday, October 18th, and the Century Center in Carrboro on Saturday, October 19th, with Gary Phillips and Susan Spalt from the West End Poets Council in Carrboro. I got to finish up with a simple but difficult question. Why poetry? Why not prose? Why not theater? Why not music, sculpture? There's so many creative forms. What spoke to y'all about poetry?
I think poetry is like other art forms. For me, my love of poetry began when I was only 5 or 6 years old, and my mother would write poems to me, and as soon as I was old enough to write, I would write back. Even though now that I know more about poetry, I would have to say it was not so much poetry as doggerel. But poetry is a way to celebrate life in a very direct and personal way. And there are so many different forms of poetry that I think it's really exciting to see how many people are writing poetry now and appreciating it, and how many aspects of life it really touches.
For many of us, poetry represents the voice of the people because it is the individual voice, and it does have so many forms. And it's a really important, and has been for generations, for thousands of years, a very important representation of the whole community.
Yeah, that's beautifully said, both of you. And I think other than architecture and furniture, it's the oldest documented art created here in Orange County, North Carolina, going back to Redknapp Howell in the 1760s. Your Voice of the People made me think of Redknapp Howell and the Regulator poetry and the use of broadside to communicate when that was the best communication method available.
Poetry is revolutionary, it's celebratory, it sings, it shouts.
It helps you make sense of confusing things in life.
It's essential.
It is essential, and it will be celebrated at the West End Poetry Festival, Flyleaf Books in Chapel Hill, Friday, October 18th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Saturday, October 19th at the Century Center in Carrboro, from noon to 8:30. Thanks so much, Susan and Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see y'all at
Thank
the festival.
You.
All
Thank
right.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Years ago, we launched chapelboro.com so that our community could have its first digital town square. Since then, our town has evolved and chapelboro.com is evolving with it.
Chapelboro 2.0 carries the same great features and now provides an even better user experience. With its sleek new design and wide accessibility, Chapelboro 2.0 truly is
bigger, faster, and stronger.
We encourage you to stop by multiple times a day. We guarantee there'll always be something new to see.
Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. Check it out now.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.